Vice Commerce Minister Chen Ke-min says future cooperation will focus more on strengthening infrastructure construction in Africa and helping the continent to realize industrialization and agriculture modernization. Speaking at a press conference on Thursday, Chen says China and Africa have mutually benefited from their cooperation.
China has been Africa's largest trading partner for the past 6 consecutive years. The trade volume between the two reached $220 billion in 2014, 20 times higher than the figure when the forum was established. Africa is an emerging destination for investment from Chinese enterprises. The stock of direct investment from China to Africa has reached $32.4 billion, growing by over 30% yearly in the past 15 years.
Despite the robust figures, trade between China and Africa has been under downward pressure since the slowdown in the world economy this year. Chen points out that this is largely due to the slide in global commodity trading prices. He notes that China's imports from Africa have largely not been affected by the trend, while China's export to Africa reached $80.9 billion, representing a 5.8 year-on-year growth. Chen said all these figures show that cooperation between China and Africa is looking optimistic, but there are indeed some imbalances in the Sino-African trade structure which need to be adjusted in the future.
China has a trading surplus while Africa has a deficit. Also, the trading structure is not diversified enough. Until now, our imports have mostly focused on natural resources and some primary agricultural products. So we will try to diversify our imports from Africa. On the other hand, China will expand the investment scale to Africa and promote a further production capacity cooperation.
Chen says China will unveil a package of cooperation proposals at the Johannesburg meeting to help African countries upgrade industrial structure, safeguard food security, and build infrastructure. Also at the summit, Chinese companies will exhibit their expertise in areas of railway, aviation, electricity, telecom, machinery, and smart manufacturing. For CRI, I'm Min Ray.